Following the 2020 election, the Pensacola City Council is welcoming 4 new members and will again have 4 female members. But after today's installation ceremony, women make up a majority of the policymaking panel for the first time in history.
Council members-elect, if you would please raise your right hand.
City Clerk Erica Burnett delivered the oath of office.
Do you, Jennifer Brahier, Taniyati Broughton, Casey Jones, and Delarian Wiggins, solemnly swear or affirm that you will support and defend the Constitution of the government of the United States?
When the oath was over and the new council members officially installed, 4 of the 7 members of the governing body that will serve from 2020 to 2022 are women.
I do.
Thank you. Congratulations.
It is wonderful to be a part of history. Here it is, 100 years after women got the right to vote, that Pensacola will have its first majority woman council.
Taniyati Broughton is one of the women making history after winning the District 5 seat on the council.
It just shows how far we've come as a city, and I hope to continue with this progress of our city's population really having a voice.
Good evening, Jennifer Brayer, your new District 1 councilwoman. So I will be signing in on the 24th.
This is Brayer in a Facebook post on November 13th, hours after certification of her extremely narrow victory over long-serving District 1 incumbent PC Wu. She won by just 3 votes. She believes she's the first woman to hold the District 1 seat and is excited to be part of the council's first ever woman majority. But she also thinks it's about time.
Looking at the demographics of Pensacola, and for women 35 and older, we average somewhere around 55 to 60% of the population, and yet we've never had a majority on council. And so now 4 out of 7 puts us at 57%, and so we're almost at the true demographic of the area.
In forming the female majority, the newly elected councilwomen will be joining sitting council members Sherry Myers and Ann Hill. Moving forward, Brayer is hoping for a broad, more understanding, caring, maternal energy on council.
I mean, most moms juggle their own schedule and their kids' schedule and their husband's schedule or things like that. And I do think that broad spectrum ability and insight into the needs of others is really critical in moving a city forward.
Well, just because we're all women doesn't mean we all think alike, right? So we will continue to have diversity of thought in our perspective.
Again, Taniyati Broughton from District 5.
But I think the unique part of this situation is that we won't have the additional concern related to sometimes wondering if our voices are being shut out because we're women, right? So it allows the benefit of a more fair playing field. Even in spite of differences, we still have an opportunity to represent our districts and represent the city.
This is not the first time Pensacola City Council has had 4 female members, but when it happened from 2009 to 2011, there were 9 seats on the panel, and it took 5 to constitute a majority. District 2 Councilwoman Sherry Myers joined the panel right after.
I believe it was just me and Jewel, and then Ann Hill was elected 2 years ago.
But never before a majority. Now, with Jennifer Brayer and Taniyati Broughton coming aboard, Myers, speaking with WUWF on Monday, said she was looking forward to it.
I think it's wonderful. I think it's historical. And I think that it's going to be a very positive influence on the city council.
During today's installation and reorganization, Myers made a bid to become council president for the first time and lead the governmental entity with its new woman majority. But she lost to Jared Moore by a vote of 4-3. Ann Hill was the unanimous choice for council vice president. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.